Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, if you can drink on the job, this is for all of us in the room, would you? If they would allow us, would you do that?
No. I don't think that'd be fun for...
Oh, you can drink mimosas one morning out.
Not in the morning. I'd do like, you know, an afternoon or evening drinking show, but not in the morning. I'd be asleep by 8:30.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I need coffee.
Yeah. Like, I would do, like, Jaeger bombs. I would, you know, for the caffeine.
What's the, what's the acceptable time to start? Because if you wake up at, like, 7 or 8 o'clock and you, like, you're on the way to cirrhosis, you have severe alcoholism.
Yeah, that would hurt your stomach. Unless it's just orange juice and champagne, I can handle that.
Even that, I mean, it's still alcohol early.
It is.
I mean, liquor makes me tired.
Like, you remember when we did kegs and eggs?
Oh, yes.
You'd have some people third shift coming in to drink, which is cool. But you'd also have some people that, I just got up, man, and I've already had, like, 2 drinks.
Yeah.
But then again, when you drink here, we have to somehow get home.
That's true, Paige.
And that's, you know.
We have a hotel room now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we do. We can all just, you know. Cuddle together.
Yeah.
Sleep it off in the afternoon.
But like when I'm on, you know, like vacation, like, you know, go somewhere vacation, like I would typically probably start drinking at around 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean,
that
sounds
good. Right.
Yeah.
Before that's lunchtime.
Yeah, that's practically lunchtime.
But I'm not like getting blank faced. I'd start that at 3.
Right.
3 p.m.
Especially cocktail hour.
I think even if you have one too early and you're not drunk, that's still not a good sign.
Or the keeping the buzz going, like, all day. Yeah. Like, you feel it waning a little bit, and you just go. Like, if you have the glass bottle, like, on your end table, and you just keep it there.
Just in case.
Yeah.
That ain't good.
It's
tough if you're fat.
Why? So the question was, if you could drink at home, would you?
Yeah.
Or drink at
on
work?
On the job. On the job. The reason why I asked is there was a study of about 3,000 people in the United States. Are people drinking on the clock while we're social distancing? And we have a state-by-state breakdown of that. So the survey also found that the drink that we most likely would drink during working hours is beer. People are drinking beer. And it didn't specify if they're getting up in the morning and just, you know, popping a beer and drinking that in the morning.
Yeah.
Which it would be good to know. What time when you're at work do you start drinking? Because if you're working from home and you're only wearing a shirt, because you're only.
I think people have been doing it all along. We just were not privy to it. You know, I think Yeti mugs never had coffee, sweet tea, or water in it.
Do you think that corporate offices now are like they were in Mad Men, where everybody's got their own little mini bar and you got your scotch and your ice right there? And
when you could smoke in offices?
Everybody's drinking all the time.
Well, the highest amount of people drinking during the day while we're on the break of coronavirus, social distancing, is Hawaii. 67% of those residents say that they are drinking alcohol at home or have done that.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they've got the beach.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, they every drink there has, like, a flower in it. and a little cool little piece of like a lemon wheel.
Yeah.
Pineapple wedge.
When everybody goes back to work after all this, it's going to be like one long weekend. You're going to have a lot of people that used to being hungover every day and waking up at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
have to get back on the routine.
Like, not all, but some fast food and grocery stores are adopting a new casual uniform. I'm not kidding you.
Okay.
And
shorts, or I mean, how casual can you go?
I don't know. They just said a new casual uniform.
So your meat cutter could wear like a sleeveless shirt.
why do fast food people wear polo shirts? Like, I mean, why?
I don't know.
Like, why is it that
a little better.
When the station provides us shirts to wear, it's always like Under Armour type fabric, but it's a polo shirt.
What? Really? I know. It's going to hug every piece of fat on your chest.
And it's got the station logo over there, so it accentuates my hard nipples.
Oh,
it
yeah.
causes it.
Sexy.
Oh, from the planet. Oh, it's cold in here, huh?
All right.
But so yeah, I don't know what the relaxed uniform was, but.
Yeah, people are just having a good time, I guess. I mean, make the best of it. All right, between the three states, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, which state is drinking more at home during work hours?
South Carolina.
Yeah, got to be.
Really? Okay.
Well, I'm going to say Georgia.
Well, why? Because they have the most cases?
I guess because there's more people.
Well.
Kind of playing the odds.
Fat boy's on to something.
Georgians, this is still not a good time to share needles.
No, never is that ever a good time. 33% of these Georgians are drinking at home. South Carolinians, 28% are drinking alcohol at home during working hours, and then 30% for North Carolinians.
I mean, that's all you do in Savannah, right, is drink. I mean, hell, they got a horse that drinks.
That's right.
You got to figure Atlanta's selling a lot of Courvoisier and whatever else.
I took a selfie with that drinking horse. I didn't get a picture of it drinking out of my beer, but my beer's right by his mouth.
Is there some kind of rule, like, because I imagine, okay.
I said my beer.
They trot the horse out, and like after an hour, everybody's probably giving him every drink they got, and he's probably almost dead.
Oh, yeah.
So do they tell you, like, hey.
Maybe. He's over-served. This guy's got to drive home.
One drink an hour?
I don't know.
And you know he's got the beer blanks all over the road.
Where do they keep those horses?
I don't know. Like, there's no stable downtown Savannah. No horse house, if you will.
Horse house.
Where does he go?
I don't know.
They have to fit him in a barn or some sort of place.
Says here he has a beach cabana that he lives in.
Where he can just relax. And
like, when I was in Times Square, they got cops on horses. And I'm like, well, where do these horses go? And how do you keep them from taking the dump on in Times Square?
Yeah, because like cops, like I have a cop that lives in my neighborhood, and it always scares me when I see him driving into the neighborhood. I'm like, whoa, what's up,
hey.
Sam?
not for me.
But like if you're a cop that rides a horse around, do you ride the horse home?
I don't know.
They take canines to take it. They live with them. I mean, that's their.
Well, I mean, you might have like a horse trailer, a truck, and take it to work. I don't know.
What about the bicycle?
You got to give the horse a break and give it some water and feed.
I don't know if Greenville has cops on bikes, but would you take that home? I'm like, I quit.
Pedal home.
I'm like, part of the reason I wanted this job was to get a car.
Right.
Right.
Like, so give me one.
Park it in your driveway.
Take evidence and get a car.
You know what I was reading earlier is that, I can't remember if it's New York or New Jersey, has started using police drones to go over like parks and sidewalks and stuff, and if they see people in groups of three or more, the freaking drone alerts them to spread out. And
what?
I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like that a bit. That's too futuristic for me.
I'm surprised we don't have them. Spartanburg's got a tank. They should get a drone too.
It ain't been that long we've been able to tattoo legally here.
We'll be the last ones
to get that.
We're not that advanced.
I'm getting some old helicopters though for you.
Disperse immediately.
Right.
I'll come back with a laser.
Can I still use my remote control yacht?
The Purge around here.
We already got RoboCops now with their drones.
All right. Meanwhile, you know what's going down in South Lake Tahoe? A little happening with a 53-year-old woman who was arrested Tuesday after licking items at a grocery store. And the employees told the officer that they were checking out this woman who was putting pieces of jewelry from the store on her hands and then licking them. And then she began loading up her cart with more merchandise. And
that's what I would do with pizza.
Just lick them?
I would touch all the pieces so other people wouldn't get them.
Well, you got that guy who was licking the Bluebell ice cream that got in trouble?
Yeah. I didn't know the specific brand.
I mean, this should make all ice creams want to think about putting that paper on there.
The seal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if you see somebody do this, you got free reign to knock them out, right?
Well.
Just smack them.
Throw them in jail. The other
items? Should have turned the showers on in the produce. Scared her away like you do a dog with water.
Don't you like it when it plays little thunder sounds and then the sprinklers come on?
Right.
For the lettuce.
Here's a question. Is this happening in other countries where this stuff's going on? Because, God bless it, America, here we go. Sneezing on stuff on purpose, coughing on, licking things.
No, because you remember the guy in Singapore, he tried to vandalize everything and they whipped his ass. Those other countries don't tolerate it.
Well, this woman in the cart, there were items like meat. Didn't specify what kind of meat. Liquor, and like we said, the costume jewelry was destroyed. And
she
the value
liquor to,
was
too literal.
$1,800. And she had no way of paying for those items.
Jeez.
Was it ever said that if there was talk that they were going to take the folks that are doing this and charge them with domestic terrorism?
Yep.
That, I mean, did it pass or?
I don't know. I think that's an official charge they can use, right?
That's what they were talking about. I don't know if it's a state by state thing, but hell yeah. If
sure.
If you're spreading, especially Jeez. In these trying times, that you're a fool.
I don't know if they charged the lady, but the one who ruined 35 grand worth of meat and produce at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She got to pay restitution.
Coughing on it.
This woman was booked on suspicion of felony vandalism.
Wow.
So.
I mean, you got to drop the hammer on some people, right? Or at least try to. Some people are going to be stupid anyway.
They should let Walter beat the hell out of her. Laura, tag in Laura Lynn.
And according to the police report, it's not the first time the store had to deal with her. The Safeway in South Lake Tahoe has had this woman go into the store and do weird things before.
That man, I mean, like stuff like this, this is where like the people, like mental illness resonates way more. You know, it's like when you see somebody doing stuff like this, you know, for me, first thought is drugs, meth, blah, blah. But like, you know, it could be mental illness, but we always say, oh, they're a drug addict or this or that. But like, that's somebody needs to do something.
I mean, you wouldn't do that at the open air Chinese meat market, would you?
No.
I wouldn't go there. During trying times.
Definitely not now.
I did have a bat wing this morning.
Okay, Ozzy.
Yeah, it was for my shower.
All right, that's good. Well, here's something to think about.
Just one. Don't you hate when it's just one?
Yes.
You want both?
Well, I lay down. I got to do a little dance.
Yeah.
So I get going.
And turns out it was right wing. Whoa! Oh! You eat the left bat wing, not the right bat wing. That's.
I love the visual of that anyway, especially when people don't know what it is and they go find out. They're like, oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Every summer.
If you Google that now, don't click on the Urban Dictionary option. Click on the one from National Geographic.
Well, here's a what would you do question.
Okay. WYD.
If you saw someone in your neighborhood violating the social distancing rules, what would you most likely do? Would you say something directly to them?
Mm-mm.
Would you report them to law enforcement or other officials?
I would send a drone over to tell them to disperse.
Would you do nothing? Or you don't know what you'd do?
I mean, I have done something. It was at the store.
I've called Star DUI on people before. But I was saving lives, dude. Yeah. I wasn't being a NISARC.
I've had a guy right behind me, and I'm like, you got to go ahead and go. Because I can ask you once to stand back, but they don't pay attention. So now I'm just going to be a vigilant prick, like, get the F
Even
away.
Even more so than normal? Or?
I got to.
Really?
I'm like, if you're close, you need to move.
I'll send Vanguard 1 over to tell them to break it up.
Move along now.
All right, so the difference
Would you, Paige, let me turn the tables. Would you narc out one of your associates, neighbors?
I would be very careful with what you would say to people because you're kind of like.
But would you like if they're
you need
if they
to
set up
get
a,
back in your house is what I'd say to them. We're social distancing.
Okay.
This is anonymous. That's why I'm standing too close.
No, I wouldn't say anything.
She would.
To
she would put a post-it note on their window.
Yeah, I'd be passive aggressive. You're parking in my space again, Karen. All right, so 38%.
I'd fart
Carol's
on,
the new
Carol's the new Karen.
I'm sorry, Carol.
Fart on command.
So 38%, they would be like me. They would do nothing because I would feel kind of like.
You just said you would scream at them and tell them.
No, I was being funny. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
You got to though. You got to say something.
Well, right? Okay, so let's say, Fat Boy, that you go out in your hood and there's five people sitting there playing hacky sack. They're hacky sacking it around five of them, right? Yeah.
Passing a joint.
What do you? No, they're not doing drugs. They're just close together.
Okay.
You have a laundry area over there?
No. Well, we do, but we don't have to use it.
Let's say they're in the pool cabana.
Okay, and then we're out there. I'm like.
How do you say it though?
Well, it depends. Or if they're close to me, they're coming close to me, and I've already established my seat.
Right.
I'm like, you guys got to back up.
And you have to, if it's 10 or more. That's the deal.
I thought it was three or more.
Well, some people are saying, it's 10 or more. When you go into a store, they only allow 10 people in. So if they're right on top of each other, I would probably.
I'd be like, guys.
You guys got to be safe.
I don't mean to do this, but I've been deemed essential. I can't miss work. Plus.
You need to see my papers.
I don't know who I am anyways.
Do you know who I am? I'm that
How'd you get past security was the first thing I'd say. Second, I'd be like, you guys got to go.
So 30% of these people would be like you, Fat Boy, and directly say something. The reason I wouldn't want them to retaliate against me.
I mean, I wouldn't care. This is.
Breathe on me.
Well, look at the time we're in, man. This could put you down for a long time.
Yeah.
Just give people
what if
space.
They start approaching you and somebody pulls out a switchblade?
They step in?
Right.
They step.
They
to
sneeze
you.
Or cough on you, and then you're in trouble.
I don't have any friends that probably get stabbed.
Yeah, it's true.
11%.
I don't have a set.
11% of these people say they would actually report them to the police. They call these people are congregating outside.
I know a cop very closely, and I'm going to ask him if they're getting calls like that.
Yes.
And how they're handling it, because
somebody texts in they can't give tickets because courts are closed.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
No, it is. Hey, folks.
This is the Wild West.
Yeah, I think courts have been closed for 2 weeks.
This is lawless. What are we doing?
Yeah. I want to do a Q&A with Rob Inario. To keep him. I don't want him to, once they open up the courts again, he goes in there and forgets all the laws.
Yeah, that's true.
I got to keep him. I don't want him to get rusty.
I keep sharp, Rob.
Now, if there is like a big party, I would definitely call somebody because, look at the situation in Louisiana.
Does it depend on what kind of music is playing at the party?
No, it depends on how many people are there. If there's like five people, I wouldn't worry.
Yeah.
Over 10, I would definitely worry.
What if it's a group of four old women holding a small child?
Oh, yeah.
Well, are they a family? Because if they're living in the same household together, they're okay. Because they're already
that's something my mama asked
exposed
me.
To each other.
I swear, I'm not making fun of them. She said for the groups of three or more in a park or whatever, she said, because Swamp Rabbit
you
now, I think they've
all
closed
the
all the way. Okay. Like, you can't even get on Swamp Rabbit Trail. I think. I heard that. I know that I heard that, but I think that's the case. But she said, Matthew, what if a family has five or six kids? Did they make one of the kids walk by themselves?
No. I mean, I hope not. But you go to Milliken Park and there was nobody out there.
Well, I blew her mind and I said, well, Mama, what if it's two sets of the 600-pound sisters?
Does that count?
Oh, that's a good That's a good point.
Siamese twins?
They can't help it.
Is that
it.
One person or two?
You got to turn your head.
They can't help it. Where are they going
to
go?
You got to turn your head for 3 months.
The other one says, hey, put the elbow by my mouth. I got a cough.
Oh, that's when you negotiate with. You got the ass.
Yeah, that's
I'll
right.
I'll make us go to the bathroom
it's
right
your,
now.
It's your turn.
You didn't do that. I'm going to fart on you. That's my butt. I got, we share it.
I got the one boob we got. I won't let you touch it. You keep on.
And if we break up, I get the taint.
Oh, my goodness.
Send the court papers.
All right, then. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique on Page, and there's your Rise Guys Headlines.
Support local, buy local.
Yes.
Rocker Bell's Definitely. Chic Boutique. All right, when we come back, let me look at my papers here and tell you that it is day 17 of Fonnaroo, the world's first ever multi-day music concert festival performed exclusively by phone during a pandemic. Joining us today, Corey Stevenson. Corey Stevenson's going to play for us. He's going to do that right after this. We're live. Morning, everybody.
RiseGuysRadio.com app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the Radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
Groundhog Day.
Fly away.
Who do you think did it better? Alan Jackson or Willie?
Willie.
Yeah, definitely.
I do enjoy the Alan Jackson gospel stuff. He has more of a, like his, Victory in Jesus is real good.
You like the Angels and Alcohol album?
No. I like part of it, Matthew. Guess which one? It's the one I like more in all those analogies you do. Angel always wins.
Always, baby.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Good morning
to you. Hey, Mama. It's 8:33. We are in the midst of a pandemic. It's trying times. It's tough times. It's a lot of people hurting. And by the way, yesterday I made a point to say thank you to grocery store workers and pharmacy workers. Because in addition to, you know, I've thanked truck drivers. I've thanked first responders, frontline responders, mm-hmm. the new thing. Then someone sent me a tweet yesterday or tweeted back to me and said, you haven't said anything about food delivery people.
That's true.
So I blocked that person.
Go on, man.
No, of course. When I say truckers, that also includes vanners, yep. uh-huh. SUVers.
Sprinters.
Storms.
Sprint cars, quarter midgets.
I was talking Geos.
Trackers. Turkles.
G-Wagons? Now, if you got a G-Wagon, you ain't yeah. delivering food.
No.
But anybody that's going back and forth, the delivery, the heartline, the bloodline of America, you want toilet paper, it's got to get there. You want your spicy chicken sandwich with the small mac and cheese, go large with a cherry Coke. Somebody's got to drive it there.
Got to. You can't cancel mine's orders. No. You got to stop doing that.
Mm-mm.
That's all.
That's why he's out, actually. The truth is, he's still waiting on his Chinese food from 2 days ago. They haven't brought it yet. All right, so... During this time, we're doing what we can. We're going to do Free Plug Friday again tomorrow so small businesses can get the word out. Musicians, our way of doing that is with Phonaroo, the world's first ever multi-day music concert festival performed exclusively by phone during a pandemic. See, I practiced yesterday.
Perfect.
I practiced yesterday.
Nailed the hell out of it.
I'd do it with different reads. I'd be like, the world's first ever live multi-music day. See, I screwed it up there.
Yep. Yeah. You even got so good, you probably mocked it in the deaf voice, right?
Just I was doing it like Hanky Mack. The world's first. Of course it happened in South Carolina. Yeah. Beautiful places and smiling faces. I can't tell if he's smiling. You wearing a mask. I hope he's smiling.
Better be that.
Turn that frown upside down. Stand on your head if you have to.
Y'all will be smiling. I made you not go to work.
That's right. Phonaroo Day 17. And if you want to be a part of Phonaroo, you can... perform live on the radio, live performance by phone, of course. Text the word phone, P-H-O-N-E, to 72341. We'll bounce you back with a link, and you can get set up to do it. We don't want this to have to go on very long, but we will until we need to stop doing it. Today, this is what I know. We have the lead singer of the Corey Stevenson Band. Now, sometimes I would fall for that and just say, oh, that must mean we're going to talk to Corey Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be like, you know, me and when I first heard about Whiskey Myers, like I thought Whiskey Myers was one guy.
Yeah, which one's Myers?
Which one's Whiskey? Hey, Whiskey. No wonder when people see us out in public, it would be one of us. Hey, Rosgaws.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Whiskey Myers. I play bass. Oh, no. Hey, Whiskey. Where's the other Whiskey Myerses?
Which one do you use, Hailstorm?
Right. That's my sister.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up, RJ? All right.
That's great.
Oh, I just fact-checked. In fact, Corey Stevenson is the lead singer of the Corey Stevenson Band. Isn't that right, Corey?
Yes, sir.
What's up, partner? How you doing? Partner. What Pretty the good. Hell am I saying? I've never called anybody partner in my life. What's up, buddy?
Down,
you doing all right?
Yeah, nothing much, man. I'm just working on some new material in the studio.
Yeah. This is what I wonder with all the music. Like, you got to think the movies that are being written right now, the songs, the TV shows. With the music especially, is any of it going to be happy? Like, this new stuff that you're putting down, Corey Stevenson, is it all, I'm sad, I miss these people, John Prine died, you know, is it going to be, are we going to have some happiness come from all this as far as the arts go?
Well, lately, a lot of the happy stuff's coming out because I think it's all just kind of built up where I play so much out in bars and things. I think it's all just kind of built up, and lately that's what I've been writing is happy stuff.
Right. Yeah. Would you be, here's a question. Governor Hanky Mack, could Corey Stevenson or any artist go and perform on a grocery store stage? If we had a stage set up at a grocery store.
That's good. I like that. Corey Stevenson's essential.
Right.
I put him on the eggplant stage, get him play a tune or two. I like that.
Right. Yeah. So you're writing some, like, not just all, you know, I think this is where the blues came from. I think the blues came right after the flu epidemic of 1918.
Blue, so.
Yeah. I think it all started.
Look on the positive side of things. That's what people are trying to do.
Yeah. What would you say if the Corey Stevenson Band album dropped? Where would iTunes put it as far as genre goes?
It'd probably be along the lines of, like, Southern Rock.
Southern Rock.
Hell yeah.
Southern Rock versus... What's more attractive, Southern Rock or Outlaw Country?
I'd probably say Outlaw Country.
I know. It's like the sound of Outlaw Country. Oh, by God. Yes.
Merle.
That's right. Rest in peace. Okay, so Southern Rock, I like that. I like, you know, that's a big favorite around these parts for sure. Mm-hmm. Although the Allman Brothers, their biggest concert dates were always in Jersey. That's where they would have the most attendance, was in New freaking Jersey.
Yep.
Allman Brothers. That's where Cher got to, Dwayne, or Greg, or whichever one it was. Yeah. You still there, Corey?
Yeah, I'm
all right. What are you going to play for us today for day 17 of Phonaroo?
It's a song I wrote called Southern Crowd.
Southern Town?
Crowd.
Southern Crowd, okay. All right. Oh, that's a very diverse crowd, but they're all the same. They just don't know it. You're wrong and I'm right. Practice, do as I say, not as I do.
Right?
That kind of crowd. All right, here we go. It is Phonaroo Day 17. And remember, to Corey and all the artists that have performed and those that will perform in the future, you can now say, as heard on the Rise Guys 93.3, The Planet. So here we go, Day 17 of Phonaroo. This is Corey Stevenson. Take it away, Corey.
Whiskey, gin, and cigarettes, pretty girls, motel beds for me. And I was born a rebel man, Lord knows that's all I'll ever be. Never want to shoot no one, I've always finished problems with my hands. Till you step into these shoes, don't think that you'll ever understand. I was raised on Southern leaves. I was raised as a Southern child. I'll always be a Southern man. I'll always be Southern proud. Never cared for school too much. There's so much more out here on the street. Always some old teacher there telling me not to chase this ring. I put down the pencil board when I was only 17. There ain't no piece of paper gonna teach me how to play and sing. I was raised on Southern leases. I was raised as a Southern child.
I'll always be a Southern man. I'll always be Southern bound.
Stevenson, really, really good. Yeah, man, that was really. Where are you out of? What city?
Greenville.
Okay, all right. Where's it really though? Is it, you had to think about that for a minute. Is it really Greenville? Are you one of those people who claims? You know, I know somebody who claims Moonville sometimes and Piedmont other days. I didn't know. I don't know if this is true or if they're making a joke. P1 Jingle and Joe said that they Jingle and Go said that they saw the Corey Stevenson band play it. Bang Bang Suck and Blow? Is that true?
Yeah. Suck Bang Blow? Yeah.
Oh, Suck Bang Blow. That. Okay, what the hell is Bang Bang Suck and Blow?
Sounds like
some kind of position. I break my neck getting in. Corey Stevenson, what? And you survived that. Was that bike week or spring break or something?
That was. We played two different bike weeks last year, so that was an experience, man, for sure.
Oh, man, when is Sturgis? What part of the year is that?
August.
Oh, okay, well, it should be good by then. Okay. What about Black Bike Week? When is that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I ain't been down there.
Yeah. I was there once. Yeah. All right. Corey Stevenson Band. Where can we find the music and download the music and listen to you and support you?
Right now, I'm loading everything just up on YouTube. And if you wanted to follow the band, you can find us on Facebook just under Corey Stevenson Band. Okay. But right now I'm recording an album. I'm just releasing everything straight off on YouTube. That way, you know, it kind of gives people something to listen to while everybody's kind of on a isolation, you know.
Yeah, and that's another thing I was thinking about with the music that's going to come out of all of this. You know, everybody's rushing to, you know what, I'm just going to go and release it now. We're going to do it in June, but we're releasing now. Like The Weeknd was talking about, I released it early because people needed it or whatever. Or, you know, I've been thinking about this, but screw it, I'm going to do it now. Do you think that there's going to be an oversaturation of so much at one time that maybe stuff would get lost? I would release my stuff in August. Back to school. Yeah. I would do it back to school.
Plan it appropriately.
Yeah, plan it out. But you know what, though, Corey? We don't know that we're going to have back to school.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Back to school shopping this year is going to be bed sheets and pillows and then more things you set up in the bed in, little cushions.
Masks, toilet paper.
Yeah, Liberators, all that. Corey Stevenson, you got a real good voice, man. Sound real good. Guitar playing. Excellent.
Excellent.
And as a guitarist, I can appreciate that.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Corey, I've been playing for 2 weeks.
I know.
Yeah.
I give online guitar lessons if you're interested in that, man.
Oh, that's good. You heard how he just played.
I know. And normally when I say, all right, here we go, perform it, so-and-so, usually there's just like a lull. But Corey started playing the minute I said that. You got a bright, bright future, my friend. Appreciate you performing today with us. And stay safe and all that stuff, okay? The bars will reopen.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to perform live again. I appreciate y'all having me.
Yes, sir. Corey Stevenson. Have a good morning, my friend. Thank you. That was good.
Yeah, really good.
Man, it's hard to pick just like which Fonnaroo was the best one. There's so much talent. It's hard to pick one.
Well, I haven't performed yet, but
we're going to give you time.
I've enjoyed all the guitars. I want to hear somebody call in and play steel guitar. Or I want to hear somebody call in and play harmonica. I mean, like, this isn't just limited to the guitars.
Yeah, whatever.
If you got an organ, play it.
Just a vocalist?
I donated mine. You see it on my driver's license. They gave me a little designation on there because I donated it. It didn't work anymore.
Donation.
It didn't work anymore. They used to use it down at the old municipal stadium.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I turned into a vape mod. It's awesome. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys, more of us. Over an hour's worth right after this. Live. Morning, everybody.
Attention, attention. Coronavirus has been rapid. Consequences severe.
The world and the upstate is at a standstill.
When do we get back to normal?
Your timeline gets more uncertain by the day, and we're left with a lot of questions about the future.
100,000 to 200,000.
But in these unprecedented times, 93.3 The Planet wants to focus on the good. To the healthcare professionals exposing themselves to help those infected. Thank you. To the first responders working around the clock. The retail workers stocking the shelves. To everyone doing their best to help humanity during these difficult times.
Thank you.
You are the true heroes. Thank you. From 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.